Welcome to Idaho Speaks, Idaho's conservative talk show. My name is Ed Bejarana. I created Idaho Speaks to give voters access to conservative ideas. Liberal media and progressive activists are working hard to change Idaho into the next California or New York. Please share these episodes with friends and family, and let's keep Idaho, Idaho. Today's episode is brought to you by West Coast Frames, offering a variety of picture frames, posters, and custom frame options. Visit www.westcoastframes.com and shop online for your next custom frame. Please support the companies who support Idaho Speaks. Welcome to Idaho Speaks. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for sharing these episodes. Idaho Speaks could not exist without you. This week, we're going to be talking candidates from the Post Falls Highway District. Now, I bet you're sitting there thinking, Highway District? Who runs for a highway district? Aren't we supposed to drive on the highway? What are we running for the highway? You know, there are over 7,700 elected positions in the state of Idaho. While I can't possibly interview every candidate running for office, we try to get to as many candidates as humanly possible. And since I believe all politics are local, talking to the local candidates is really the most important. So today I'm talking with Lynn Humphreys, who is running for re-election in the Post Falls Highway District. Is that three?
Subdistrict three, yes.
Subdistrict three. So yep. Lynn, thank you so much for taking time to come in studio today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So for the benefit of the listener, can you tell us a little bit about you? Who is Lynn Humphreys?
Well, Lynn Humphreys is a native that was born here in the great state of Washington, just over the line in Spokane. And I moved to Idaho better than 30 years ago. And I farm for a living with my oldest son. We have four generations that live on the farm that I currently have. So that's something that I'm very proud of because of family. And being a local, I've watched the entire Spokane, Coeur d'Alene urbanized area change dramatically in the 70 plus years that I've been here on Earth. I'm a whole 11 miles from the farm that I was born on. So I have seen a lot of changes and helped in a lot of ways being a highway district commissioner. And certainly it's been my privilege to be an elected official here in North Idaho and help with the community and the growth that we've had and being able to take care of one small facet along with the other two board members that currently serve for the Post Falls Highway District. We make a three-person board, and we oversee the total budget, and we oversee the maintenance of the unincorporated areas of the Post Falls area that are not inside of the city limits of the cities that are in our jurisdiction.
So 70 years a native, you have seen us go from no stoplights to a bunch of stoplights. I would imagine the change you have witnessed has been monumental.
Absolutely, it has been. I can remember when the freeway wasn't going through the middle of Post Falls. There was one stoplight from the state line all the way to Spokane Street, and no others on the corridor along Saltese. Saltese used to be actually Highway 10, and it was the freeway, if you will, before Interstate 90 came to be.
Wow. What is the most monumental change that you think has taken place in your 70 years?
Well, I suspect the change that I see more than anything is the growth that we're experiencing. Our little neck of the woods here has been discovered, and it is a little piece of paradise, and certainly I believe that all folks need a place to live, and they found that the Coeur d'Alene area, as well as Post Falls and the Hayden area, has become an excellent place to be, for a place to have to call their residence and call their home.
Well, and I can speak firsthand to that. I mean, my mother was born in Butte, Montana. So as a kid driving through these parts, I just remember falling in love with these whole area. Maybe not necessarily Coeur d'Alene. I don't know that I ever thought that I would move to Coeur d'Alene. I think I thought I would move to Butte, Montana, or somewhere a little bit further east. But when we got to Coeur d'Alene, I fell in love. It is absolutely God country.
It is. And certainly, you know, I think the biggest challenge that we have found, we meaning the local political individuals, and that's what we are. We're part of the local government. And local government, the biggest challenge is trying to keep up with the growth that we're experiencing. And it certainly has been a challenge. People, you know, want their rights, and they should have their rights, you know, and they also want amenities, but those things cost money. And unfortunately, we haven't, even though I've farmed all my life and participated with the highway district for 28 years, I've never been able to plant or to harvest a money tree. And they're just not available, you know. So we have to do the best we possibly can do with the funds that we have and the amount of tax dollars that we're able to acquire from the growth and from the general public that has moved here to come to love this area.
Sure. So let's talk, for the benefit of the voter who's listening, what exactly does the Highway District Trustee do? What is your job?
Okay, my job is to, we have semi-monthly meetings. The first Monday and the first Wednesday of every month, we have an open meeting for the general public that can come and be in front of the board, bring issues to the board. And what we do is we oversee the financial portion of it. We have an employee that is called the director of highways that oversees the day-to-day operation, but he has to get authorization for expenditures or any other monetary things from the board. The board makes the decisions, of we're the keepers of the key, if you will, for the dollars that are in our care to keep the highway district and the roadways that we are in charge of in good operational shape. So it's very difficult to explain to you in a few minutes what the highway district actually does or what a commissioner does, because there's so many facets of the entire program that we oversee, because we have to interface with all of the cities, and we also interface with the state. And so we have to work with them and try to coordinate all of the different projects that the cities have, the state has, and our own local projects for the highway district. And that takes the board action to sit and determine what is and what isn't acceptable, and how it to go about getting all the work done that needs to be accomplished to make it done in a timely manner and have everything go according to plan.
Now, how many years have you served in your current position?
In the position that I'm currently in, I've had 28 years.
28 years, okay.
To serve for the...
And how many miles of road are in your jurisdiction, approximately?
Okay, we'll use the term centerline miles. And in Post Falls Highway District, we have approximately 192 centerline miles. That includes portions of, like, Prairie Avenue that's four lanes wide plus a center turn. But we're talking centerline miles. We're talking just not counting each direction, but the center line of the roadway.
And what is the annual budget for the Post Falls Highway District?
Well, the annual budget will vary from, right, currently we're dealing with a budget in the $8 million range, and that counts federal aid projects where we get monies from the Federal Highway Administration, as well as monies that we get from gasoline tax, property tax, and all the other revenue sources that we have for the district to work off of.
So you all handle snow removal?
We do. That's our big thing in the wintertime is trying to keep the roads as safe as we possibly can and as clear as we possibly can. And Mother Nature doesn't really have a direct email to us to tell us what she's going to give us.
Fickle. She is kind
she
of fickle.
She is a little bit fickle, yeah, or yeah. If it's a he, whichever.
Right.
Yeah. We certainly do our very best, and I believe, and I'm very proud of the workforce that we have at the district.
So what are some of the projects that are underway right now that you're managing?
Well, we've got a number of different projects that are certainly are one of our biggest things in the Post Falls Highway District is certainly maintenance. And that's one of our biggest things is keeping the current roads that we have in good working condition and making sure that we continue to maintain that traveling surface. And up and coming projects, we've got a number of them. As far as there's a couple of roundabouts that we're working on, we've got a number of different projects in several different portions of the district. Our district travels, and I might give you a little bit of an idea where our district is. Our district basically is from the top of Micah Hill, if you will, and east into portions of the city of Coeur d'Alene. It encompasses all of the city of Post Falls. We don't do work inside of their jurisdiction unless we do a trade-off type work. We have a part of our district is in and around the city of Hayden. As far as Raftrum is also in our jurisdiction, so we have roads from the state line and a sawtooth, if you will, on the east side, the north side, Hauser Lake, and to the north of that, to the north edge of it, and then south, of course, like I said, to South Greens Ferry, like about 1,400 blocks south, and so forth. So that kind of gives you a general idea of the district.
And how many employees work for the district?
Total in county, the commissioners, there's a 23 of us that are total as far as we have three personnel in the office that are support for our director of highways and our assistant director. We have three commissioners, and then the remainder is the mechanics and the truck drivers that do the actual work on the roadways.
Gotcha. So now you've been 28 years in this role. You're running for another 4 years.
That's correct.
What do you hope to accomplish in these next 4 years if you were to be reelected?
Well, there's a number of projects that we have been working on. We've been working very closely with the city of Post Falls to extend Prairie Avenue from 41 to where the four lane stops it, or it comes where the four lane currently stops is at Meyer. From Meyer to 41, there's some roadway in there that needs to be completed to make it also the four lanes plus the turn lane. Part of that project's the city of Post Falls, part of it's the highway district. We've got a number of projects in the rural areas, one on the north side of the valley and another one on the south side of the valley that we're currently working on to make travel much safer. So to give you a specific project, you know, there's not one specific project that we have earmarked, but we have a number of them. One of the biggest projects that we have been working on for quite some time, and that's with our partners also from the Bridging the Valley, is eventually we're going to be putting in a grade separation similar to what they built at Barker Road in the Spokane Valley at Pleasant View to make it safer for the traveling public, because that is a Highway 53, which is a state highway, and Pleasant View, which is a portion of the highway district, is a very unsafe intersection, and there's been plans put together, and we're working towards making that happen. Another road project that we're currently working on, and funding is available for it, is in 2024, is the making of Beck Road, which is in our industrial area towards the state line, into an all-purpose, all-season road. It hasn't been, just portions of it have, so that restricts some of the sand and gravel and concrete companies from being able to run their business and provide concrete and gravel and sand for all of the different projects in the whole urbanized area of Coeur d'Alene as well as Post Falls. And so if we make it into a all-season road, they'll be able to run all year round, and we won't have to restrict them on weight limits, because a lot of our roads that were put together years and years and years ago were chip sealed roads, which is just a thin layer of oil and small rock that's only a portion thick as you would have on an all-season road, which is a much thicker and heavier, accommodates much heavier and nicer, well, not nicer, but different trucks.
More durable, yeah, durable, yes. Yeah. So I'm going to reach back into the memory banks here with this next question.
Okay.
You know, I think it's important for the voters to kind of have an idea of why you got into this job, why you got into politics in the first place. So, you know, I want to dig back 28 years and ask, why did you run for the highway district in the first place?
Well, I have a real, I believe, a personal reason. I wasn't able to go to the military when I was young. And a lot of my buddies went to Vietnam and they went to different places. So I saw an opportunity through a gentleman that was on the highway district that I could give back to my community something that I felt was well worthwhile exploring into, because I believe that the local government is the root of the best things that can happen to a community. If we don't have participation from the people that actually live here and grew up here, understand what we've gone through to get what we have. And that's how I made a decision to run for a highway district position. It's not a big, glorious job as far as I didn't do it for the pay, because we only get about, I take home a whole $600 and some a month. It's a volunteer type project that we get compensated for a small amount, but I didn't get into it for doing for the money. I got into it to give back to my community and to give to my neighbors and my friends what I thought would be something that I could help make a difference, because of the fact that I understood, you know, what dirt was about. And after all, roads are built on dirt. And so I felt, well, you know, this is a way that I can provide a service perhaps that will help my community and will have a better place, hopefully a better place, with some of the decisions that I've helped to make. Because I certainly didn't make them all by myself. I've had an excellent group of people to work with, and certainly I feel that we've done a tremendous job in making the Post Falls Highway District what it is, and I feel it's one of the very best, if not the very best, in the entire state.
Now, looking at the traditional role, and I use that, it's probably not the right way to say it, the traditional role, but I talk to a lot of candidates. I interview a lot of people that are running for highway districts. And 9 times out of 10, when I ask them, why are you running for this position, they tell me, well, you know, it's a starting position. I want to serve my community, and it's a good starting position. So, but with their ambitions are moving up to other state level or city level positions. Why did you stay here? Why didn't you seek higher offices?
Well, mainly because of the fact that I felt that I knew more about what was going on in the road business than I did anything else. And once I got into it, I learned enough that I was able to provide knowledge and be able to provide also leadership in making our district something to be proud of. And there was so much work to be done in the Post Falls Highway District, roads to be improved and so forth, that I had no desire to go on and run for other offices. There's plenty of candidates that are out there that have desires to do just what you spoke of. But I felt that once I learned how to do something that was beneficial for our local people, that I should stay there and bring my expertise as I learned and became an expert at doing some of this type of thing. We never have all of the knowledge that we can glean from no matter what type of a project it is. I put in 28 years. Believe it or not, I've learned other things as we go on, as far as the highway district actually goes forward. There's all kinds of different things that we can learn and benefit from. And I believe that that's how I've stayed in one position, just so that I could provide that knowledge and make a better place for our people that live in our district.
So planning forward, looking ahead, what size community is the highway district planning for in the next 10, 15, 20 years? And what plans are you putting in place now to accommodate that?
Well, that's a very difficult question to really answer, because we're planning right now for the future of 20 to 25 years worth of growth. Certainly, that's impacted by the way that the community is developed. And certainly, I look for the Post Falls, Coeur d'Alene urbanized area to become much greater. It's evident from the growth that we've been experiencing for the last 20 years that it's going to continue to grow. The only difference that I can see is that a lot of the open area that's been easy to develop has gone away. It's become developed. I can remember being a native from being in this area all of my life. There was many, many open fields. Sure, there's still some open fields, but there's plans for a lot of those open fields to disappear in the future, with it being built into commercial and for residential and all types of different growth. And so the highway district, like I told you in the beginning of our interview here, is in charge of the unincorporated areas of the county. And there's four of the districts in Kootenai County. We have the northwest quarter of Kootenai County, so to speak, in general terms. Our highway district is actually the smallest district, but it's growing one of the fastest because of the fact that we have the proximity of so many cities. And so for us to be able to plan, we have to look at the current roads, figure out what needs to be done in order to make that accommodation for the growth that we figure is going to happen. We have all different types of models and we have all different types of plans, but those change on a daily basis because there's new development that comes into the area, and it isn't always in the rural area. It's more in the urbanized area. And so the cities have the jurisdiction on what's inside of their city limits, but it also impacts all of our roads that are not in their jurisdiction. So we have to figure how are we going to handle all the additional traffic, and that's a very big challenge.
I bet it is. So as we get ready to wrap up the interview, you know, Lynn, I want to say thank you so much for coming in. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with the voter before we wrap up?
Yes, I think that probably the biggest thing that I wish to accomplish is to be able to work more closely with the cities and with the county and the state to coordinate the growth that we currently are experiencing and are going to be able to experience in the future. And so I believe that the biggest thing that I would like to see is that coordination between the highway district and all the highway districts in the county and the cities. That's one of the biggest things, is coordination and knowing what the left hand is doing, and so that the right hand can follow or at least try to catch up.
At least keep up, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate the time.
Certainly.
Do you want to start a podcast but don't know where to start? Edward Zenith Exhibits can help. I designed our podcast production service for small businesses and can take care of everything from recording and editing to distribution. I work with you to create a podcast that's tailored to your business and your audience. I'll help you choose the right topics, guests, and format, and we'll make sure your podcast sounds great. So what are you waiting for? Call me at 208-209-7170 or visit www.zenithexhibits.com to get started today. We've reached the end of the episode, but not the end of the issue. Please share this episode with your friends and family. If you have questions or would like to share your own issues and ideas, visit www.idahospeaks.com and click Share an Issue. Your state, your voice, Idaho Speaks.